All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Evan, did you see the Packer game last night?
No.
Oh, you didn't.
I'm so, not that's afraid what I was to admit gonna, it.
So,
that's right.
So the only reason I'm asking you that is I wanted to talk about the Packers. And was there something else I was doing before?
Oh, you know what? You know what? Now that you mention it. I think we have, you know, this.
We've got a guest on the line?
We got a guest on the line.
Oh.
I think you even asked him a question.
Oh, that goomer. Who is, what's his name? Oh, that's Tom Nelson. He's a candidate for the U.S. Senate.
How could we forget?
Yes. how you doing, Tom?
Good. It's great. So I remember the question because I got good listening skills. I think that's
what they test. So, man, yeah, you are a great listener. Why is that so important for a person who's in life, period, let alone a person who's looking to become a United States senator?
It's the only way to do the job. I mean, if you want to represent the people's interests, if you want to do right by them, you have to know their issues. You have to know their concerns. And then there's a pretty easy way to figure that out and to listen to them. And that's been a very important part of my campaign. And I believe I'm the only one running a 72-county campaign because I conducted a 72-county listening session tour this summer. I did it in 43 days. And every county I went to, I sat there for 1 hour at a supper club, at a pavilion in a park, at a coffee cafe, whatever it might be.
At a barbecue joint here in Milwaukee where I met you.
Barbecue joint at Big Daddy BBQ, all of that. That was probably the best stuff too, by the way. And I learned a lot. In fact, not only is it good for the people that you want to represent, it's in their best interest, but it also makes you a better candidate and hopefully a better elected official. I was able to walk away from that 72-county listening session tour with a really good understanding, not just of the issues, but the nuances and how people are looking at those different types of issues. And not just to learn about them, but then also to know how to talk about it, how to communicate that, and not just with them, but with others. You hear about Wisconsin being the ultimate battleground state, a purple state. And what I've learned is that there certainly is a lot more that unites this state than really divides us. And the only way to understand that is to listen. And not just to listen in Milwaukee and Little Chute, but to listen in Platteville, to listen in Hayward, to listen in Superior, to listen in Marinette. I was stunned. I was shocked just by listening what the key issues were. Issues that you would never have figured out if you just looked at a poll or just did a focus group. So I believe not only is that a way to do right by the people you want to serve, but it's also how we make you a better candidate and a better elected official.
So there are 100 people running. How do you? No, yeah, I'm exaggerating a little bit. 99 people running on the Democratic side. How do you? Well, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but was it nine? Nine or 10 others are running. 11. How do you differentiate yourself if you guys are at a place where all of you guys are having, you know, an opportunity to debate one another? You know, we've kind of got some inklings of what that was like with the last Democratic primary and Republican primary when there were so many people. It's hard for people to get to know who you are when you may get a question, you know, or two questions that you have to hurry up and answer within, you know, 10 seconds. How do you, you know, I mean, and you, the listening sessions clearly have made a difference, but you've been able to attack it with these videos. Let's talk a little bit about those.
Well, I'm the only candidate from a red part of the state who's won election and re-election 6 times. 3 as a legislator and 3 as a county executive. I can, and I have gotten important legislation through, and I know how to get the government to work. So I can get elected, and once I get to Washington, I can do my job.
Okay, so before you go any further, because, you know, I'm the person who doesn't have the greatest memory, how do you get a government, a state government? You are in a legislature, And those of us who know what that is, especially in the state of Wisconsin, how are you able to bridge this? We're not going to work with the Democrats whatsoever.
You have to identify, first of all, you can only do as much as you can. And I think it's important to kind of distinguish between what are the issues that you can truly work through and work on. But then there's going to be issues that are very important that you simply are not going to be able to work with because the other side doesn't want to work with. And that's what we were when we were in charge in 2009, 2010. Between what President Obama did with the ACA and what we did with our state budget in 2009 and 2010, I think was very instructive. And I learned a lot. The president and the Democratic members of the Congress took dozens and dozens of Republican amendments and made dozens and dozens of changes to the ACA legislation, about hundreds of changes. We did the same thing for the 2009-2010 budget. And what happened? There was not a single Republican who voted for the ACA, and there wasn't a single Republican who voted for the state budget. So, yes, you should make the effort. You should extend the olive branch. But watch out. Beware. They might take the olive branch and whack you over the head a couple times on it. So the difference, though, it's knowing the difference. It's knowing the times that you can work together, and sometimes you're just not going to. You're going to have differences, but you've been elected there for a reason. You got to push forward, do everything you can to get those issues passed.
You know, I got to say, man, you are an impressive guy, and because you got so much money, and maybe that's why I'm enamored with somebody with as much money as you have. But mild attempt at humor, but you've written a book, you've written a book, you've done these great videos, on YouTube that I've went through quite a few of them. And man, it kind of reminds me of, what is the guy's name? Russ Feingold from 20 years ago. When he was doing these commercials, you know, people didn't know who he was and all those kind of, is that where you got that from?
It's kind of interesting. It was just kind of, I think it was accidental. It wasn't intentional anyway. I think it's just who I am. I mean, we know that we are the scrappy underdog campaign in this, you know, I'm going against one person with millions, another with billions. And, you know, you're just kind of left to your own devices. And so we've put together, I think, these ads that try to talk about the issues that are important, you know, my background, my experience, and I think what has shaped my worldview.
So Tom, hang on a second. You got a little more time or you got to go?
Yeah, all the time in the world. I'm on your time.
Okay, so my plan was not to have you on, but about 10 minutes.
Yeah, we're just getting rolling.
You have just impressed us so much, man. We gotta keep you. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.